Ask any mother, and she'll tell you that this is an extremely busy time of year.
Küsige ükskõik milliselt emalt ja ta ütleb teile praegu, et jõulud on väga tegus aeg.
First off, she's baking like crazy. Christmas cookies for the neighbors, for parties, for her workplace, and maybe even for church meetings.
Esiteks küpsetab ta nagu segane. Jõuluküpsiseid naabritele, pidudele, oma töökohale ja võib-olla ka koguduse kooske olemistele.
She's got to attend all those parties, plus get the kids ready for rehearsals and school programs and church programs, and she has to attend all those events too.
Teeb osalema kõigil nendel pidudel, lisaks ka tooma lapsed kooliprogrammide proovidele, kirikuprogrammide proovidele ja peab ka osalema kõigil nendel üritustel.
Then there are the gift management details, the shopping for presents, wrapping up presents, posting Christmas cards and Christmas gifts.
Ja siis on veel ka probleemid kingitustega. Kingituste ostmine, kingituste pakkimine, jõulukaartide postitamine ja kingituste postitamine.
And all the while helping to manage the children.
Ja samal ajal peab ka lapsi vaatama.
And children seem to be living in a dream because Christmas is almost here.
Tundub, et lapsed elavad nagu unes, sest jõulud ongi peagi käes.
School or chores really don't mean too much anymore around Christmas time.
Jõuluajal ei tähenda kool ega majapidamistööd nende jaoks suurt midagi.
What they're really thinking about is what they want for Christmas.
Tegelikult mõtlevad nad hoopis sellele, mida nad jõuluks tahavad.
If they're a little older, they might do some shopping of their own, maybe getting some gifts for mum and dad or brothers and sisters.
Kui nad on juba veidi vanemad, võivad nad ka ise sisse osta teha, emale, isale, vendadele, õdedele kingitusi hankida.
But truth be told, they are daydreaming about presents. Lots of them, big ones and expensive ones.
Kui tõttu öelda, unistavad nad ka ise kingitustest. Neid on palju ja nad on kallid.
And what about dads?
Ja aga kuidas isadega on?
It can be a busy time for dads too.
See võib olla neile samuti päris kiire aeg.
Dads put up with things at Christmas time that they normally wouldn't put up with at any other time of the year.
Isad taluvad jõulude ajal selliseid asju, mida nad tavalisel aasta ajal ei talu.
Crowds, shopping centers and heavy traffic, to name a few things.
Rahva hulgad, kaubanduskeskused, tihe liiklus, kui mõnda nimetada.
But I wonder what God thinks of all of this commotion.
Aga ma mõtlen, mis Jumal sellest kõigest arvab.
What is Christmas all about, really?
Mida jõulud tegelikult kujutavad endast?
There is a passage in Scripture in which an angel from God talks to Joseph and gives heaven's perspective on the matter.
Pühakirjas on lõikus, Jumala ingel räägib Joosepiga ja annab talle sellise taevase vaatenurga.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 20-21 says, But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
See on Matteuse evangeeliumi esimesest peatükist, salmid 20 ja 21 ja need ütlevad nii, et aga kui ta seda mõtles, vaata, siis ilmus talle unenäos issanda ingel, kes ütles, Joosep Daaviti poeg, ära karda oma naist Maarjat enese juurde võtta, sest laps, keda ta kannab, on pühast vaimust. Ta toob ilmale poja ja sa pead temale nimeks panema Jeesus, sest tema päästab rahva nende pattudest.
There are some principles that we can get out of these verses if we think about it.
Kui me nende salmid üle järele mõtleme, siis tulevad nende salmidest välja mõned põhimõtted.
Number one, Christmas is about God.
Esiteks, jõulud on Jumalast.
It was his idea.
See oli tema idee.
He planned the whole thing out himself.
Ta tegelikult kavandas ise kogu selle asja.
But looking at our culture, we might think Christmas is all about marketing.
Aga vaadates meie ühiskonda võiksime arvata, et jõulud on seotud mingi turundusega.
But Christmas actually began in the heart of God.
Tegelikult aga algasid jõulud Jumala südames.
He looked down and saw that no matter how clearly he tried to tell us what is right and wrong and what would bring blessing to our lives and what would bring difficulty, we still choose to do the wrong thing sometimes.
Ta vaatas alla ja nägi, et hoolimata sellest, kui selgelt ja ta püüdis meile öelda, mis on õige ja mis on vale, mis tooks meile meie ellu õnnistust ja mis tooks raskusi, otsustame siiski mõnikord teha valesti.
From the very beginning, us humans have been tempted to do wrong.
Juba päris algusest peale on meil inimestel olnud kiusatus teha valesti.
Take the Garden of Eden, for instance.
Võtke näiteks Eedeni aed.
In the garden there were so many fruit trees with good fruit on them that Adam and Eve could have eaten from as much as they wanted.
Selles aias oli nii palju hea viljaga viljapuid, millest Adam ja Eva oleksid võinud süüa nii palju kui tahtsid.
But no, that one tree that God said was off limits, they just had to go and eat from it.
Aga ei, see puu, mille kohta Jumal ütles, et see on keelatud, nad lihtsalt pidid selle juurde minema ja selle sööma.
Knowing what not to do and doing it anyway, the Bible calls that sin.
Teadmine, mida mitte teha ja seda ikkagi teha, seda nimetabki piibel patuks.
And sin separates us from God.
Ja pat on see, mis eraldab meid Jumalast.
God looked down and saw the problem of sin in the world.
Jumal vaatas alla ja nägi patu probleemi maailmas.
And so that brings us to point number two.
Ja see viib meid punkti number kaks juurde.
Christmas is about God's gift.
Ja jõulud on Jumala kingitus.
God sent Jesus to save us.
Jumal saatis Jeesuse meid päästma.
He sent Jesus to save us from our sins.
Ta saatis Jeesuse meid päästma meie pattudest.
He sent Jesus to save us from ourselves.
Ta saatis Jeesuse päästma meid meie endi käest.
He sent Jesus to save us from Satan.
Ta saatis Jeesuse meid saatana käest päästma.
Jesus is the best gift ever.
Jeesus on kõige parem kingitus üldse.
I read about a woman who hurriedly purchased 50 Christmas cards without looking at the message inside.
Lugesin ükskord naisest, kes ostis kiiruga 50 jõulukaarti, ilma et oleks vaadanud seal sees olevat sõnumit.
She quickly signed and addressed all of them except one.
Ta kirjutas kõigile kiiresti oma nime alla.
And then dropped them in the postbox.
Aadressi peale ja viskas nad siis postkasti.
Just imagine her dismay when later she glanced inside the one unmailed card and read these words.
Ja kujutage ette tema nördimust, kui ta hiljem ühele kaardile pilgu peale viskas ja neid sõnu luges.
This card is just to say, a little gift is on the way.
Sellel kaardil oli kirjutatud, väike kingitus on teel.
No doubt there were now 49 people wondering what happened to their presents.
Kahtlemata oli 49 inimest, kes mõtlesid, et aga mis minu kingitusega juhtus?
God is not like that.
Jumal ei ole selline.
He always keeps his promises and he doesn't make mistakes.
Jumal peab alati oma lubadusi ja ta ei eksi.
God has been working on our sin problem for as long as we have had the problem.
Jumal on tegelenud meie patu probleemiga nii kaua kui meil see probleem on olnud.
Centuries before Jesus, God promised us a savior. Someone who would come and not only tell us what God was like, but he would show us what God was like.
Sajandeid enne Jeesust lubas Jumal meile päästja, kellegi, kes tuleb ja mitte ainult ei räägi meile, mida Jumal soovib, vaid ka näitab meile, milline Jumal on.
And then even go one step further. He would pay the price for our sins so we can still go to heaven, even though we don't deserve to.
Ja ta astub isegi sammu edasi ja maksab meie pattude eest hinna, et saaksime ikkagi taevasse minna, kuigi me seda ei vääri.
Point number three, a Christmas gift must be received to be enjoyed.
Kolmandaks, see jõulukingitus tuleb kätte saada.
You can never truly enjoy Christmas until you can look up into the Father's face and tell him that you have received his Christmas gift.
Sa ei saa kunagi tõeliselt jõule nautida enne, kui sa vaatad üles isale näkku ja ütled talle, et sa oled tema jõulukingi kätte saanud.
We read in that famous verse in John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
Me loeme sellest väga kuulsast salmist, Johannes Evangeelium 3.16, mis ütleb siis, et sest nõnda on Jumal maailma armastanud, et oma ainusündinud poja on annud, et ükski, kes temasse usub, ei saaks hukka, vaid et temal oleks igavene elu.
And in John chapter 1 verse 12 it says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Ja Johannese 1.12 ütleb, aga kõigile, kes teda vastu võtsid, andis ta meelevalla saada Jumala lasteks, kes usuvad tema nimesse.
God's gift, Jesus Christ, must be believed in and received personally.
Jumala kingitust, Jeesus Kristust, tuleb uskuda ja isiklikult vastu võtta.
You see, Christmas is only complete when it touches our hearts.
Näete, jõulud on täielikud ainult siis, kui need puudutavad meie südant.
It is one thing to receive a notice that the package is waiting for you down at the post office, but it's a completely different thing to actually pick it up and unwrap it.
Üks asi on saada teada, et postkontoris ootab teid pakk. Aga teine asi on sellele pakkile järele minna ja see lahti pakkida.
God sent his son as a gift to be received.
Jumal saatis oma poja kingituseks, mis tuleb vastu võtta.
But we must decide to receive him.
Aga meie peame otsustama ta vastu võtta.
Jesus will force himself on no one.
Jeesus ei suru ennast ise kellelegi peale.
He is too much of a gentleman to do that.
Ta on selleks liiga härrasmees.
If you, by your life or attitude, say, I don't want God in my life, I don't need God in my life, well, that is your choice.
Kui te oma elu või hoiakute järgi ütlete, ma ei taha Jumalat oma ellu, ma ei vajagi Jumalat oma ellu, siis on see teie valik.
But if you happen to pause for a moment and say, you know what, I really have done some wrong things in my life.
Aga kui te juhtute hetkeks peatuma ja mõtlema ning ütlete, teate, olen tõesti oma elus valesti teinud. Ma tõesti vajan päästet.
I really am in need of a savior. Then all you have to do is ask and you will receive.
Siis sa pead seda vaid küsima ja sa saad selle.
Sometimes in trying to make Christmas special, we miss the real thing and it's right in front of us.
Mõnikord püüdes jõule eriliseks muuta, igatseme tegeliku asja ja see on otse meie ees.
Are you looking for the real thing in life?
Kas te otsite seda tõelist asja elus?
Sometimes we try to find happiness by having lots of people around us.
Mõnikord me püüame leida õnne, kui meie ümber on palju inimesi.
We try to get satisfaction from an endless round of activities.
Püüame saada rahulolu lõpututest tegevustest.
We spend hours at the shop trying to find the perfect gift for every person on our list.
Veedame poest tunde, et osta igale meie nimekirjas olevale inimesele ideaalne kingitus.
And it's all with good intentions and full of good feelings, but it just doesn't satisfy, at least not for long anyway.
See kõik on heade kavatsustega ja täis häid tundeid, kuid see kõik lihtsalt ei rahulda või mitte kauaks.
This Christmas, why not look around a little more and dig a little deeper?
Aga miks mitte nende jõulude ajal veidi rohkem ringi vaadata ja sügavamale ja vaadata ka sügavamale?
Look for the manger. And beyond the manger, look for the cross.
Otsige sõime ja sõime taga risti.
They are simple things, but both the manger and the cross were chosen to hold the Son of God.
Need on lihtsad asjad, kuid nii sõim kui ka rist valiti Jumala poja hoidmiseks.
And point number four, Jesus was born to die for us so that we might live forever with him.
Ja neljandaks, Jeesus sündis meie surema, et võiksime elada koos temaga igavesti.
This is the real reason for Christmas.
See on jõulude ja Jeesuse sünni tegelik tähendus.
The celebration of Jesus' birth, the first step in the fulfillment of God's plan for saving us.
See on esimene samm Jumala päästeplaani täitmiseks.
What's the most important point?
Ja mis on siin see kõige olulisem?
It can never really be Christmas for us until Christ lives in our hearts.
Meie jaoks ei saa olla jõule kunagi enne, kui Kristus tõesti elab meie südames.
Have you received God's gift?
Kas te olete selle Jumala kingituse saanud?
Will you receive him this morning?
Kas sa võtad selle vastu täna hommikul?
Jesus says in Revelation 3 verse 20, Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me.
Jeesus ütleb ilmutuse 3:20. Vaata, ma seisan ukse taga ja koputan. Kui keegi mu häält kuuleb ja ukse avab, selle juurde ma lähen sisse ja söön õhtust ühes temaga ja tema koos minuga.
Will you open the door of your heart today and invite him in?
Kas te avate oma südame ukse ja kutsute ta sisse?
He will change your life, both for this lifetime and for eternity.
Ta muudab teie elu nii selles elus kui ka igaveseks.
Amen.